Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
For Bears fans, getting your season tickets is always exciting, but when you expect the mailman to deliver them and a Bears Hall of Famer shows up instead, that makes the day even better. Yes. One Bears fan in Franklin Park got just that.
It's a Gale Sarasine football. It's us to the Thomas family.
For the past 67 years, season ticket delivery day has been a favorite in the Thomas household.
It's planning out the rest of the year. We work around the Bears schedule.
Joseph Thomas's father got the tickets in 1948, and since then, Joseph and his sister Francine have kept the game day tradition alive.
It was a special time going to the games with my dad. A lot of good experiences, and you want to have the same experiences with your children, too.
Do you guys fight over the tickets, or does everybody play
no.
nice?
No. My sister and I and a friend of ours, Dan O'Connell, we're the ones that have the tickets, so we decide who goes, I guess.
But as far as the Bears opener against the Packers goes, Joseph is saving one of those tickets for himself.
I'm expecting to see Aaron Rodgers on his back, but I'm hoping anyway.
Joseph has great memories over the years of the Bears beating the Packers, and he's seen some of the most historic Bears moments. He even went to Ireland in 1997 to see the Bears play the Steelers in Croke Park. But his all-time favorite?
Super Bowl with the 85 Bears. We were thinking about selling the tickets when we got them. Decided to go. The biggest problem was that my wife was 8+ months pregnant. So she said, go ahead and go. And we went down there, still thinking I might get a phone call at any time. Thank God we went down there. They won. We had a great time, came back, and a week later my son was born.
Wow. So he's a Bears baby in a way then?
Absolutely.
The 85 Bears were so special to Joseph that he often refers to that team when he coaches youth football.
So many things that you can learn from the 85 Bears. They let that team be themselves. They're a bunch of characters, and they played the game the right way. And that's what we try to teach. We try to teach them to play, hard, from the whistle to the echo of the whistle.
Joseph had no idea that one of those characters would make season ticket delivery day extra special this year.
Whoa. What's that?
I guess I better
answer that door there.
Staley, right?
Not only Staley.
Not always?
Not only Staley, but Hampton.
Dan Hampton.
Are you Joe? Gosh.
Yeah, I'm Joe.
How you doing?
I'm very good.
Good to see you. Staley and I have been camped out there for 2 days. It was like the Grateful Dead concert. We're waiting outside for you. How are you?
I'm great.
Here's your season ticket, Hope.
Oh, wow. Personally delivered.
And the Bear organization has got me bringing you one of our fan favorites.
Oh, my fan favorite.
How about me signing it over here on the
table?
Would you? Absolutely.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Hi, Staley. Look at this. The big pendant. How about that? A couple of helmets. And, of course, the always favorite Bear hat. How about that?
All right, thank you.
You're the man.
Enjoy
the season.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Get ready to bear down.
So were you surprised when Dan Hampton walked through the door?
Oh, my God. Of course I was surprised. He doesn't come over that often. No, it was a huge surprise to meet him. Admired his play for his entire career.
How cool was it seeing Joe's reaction?
There's two things about Bear fans that you have to understand. Number one, they have this wonderful, undying optimism about every season. But when you have a new coach, new coordinators on both sides of the ball, and you get your season tickets delivered by a group of fans and folks like we have gathered today, it's got to be a big day for them. I think he had a great day, and I don't think Staley really caused any trouble either, so that's a good thing.
That's good. Keep him in line, right? Spice, maybe you could deliver some season tickets someday.
Maybe. We're going on our third year doing the show. I mean, you would think you would have me on there. I don't know if it's in the budget or not. I don't know.
Something to shoot for next year.
Yeah.